We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from the law offices of Pretori Law in Tysons, Virginia. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, Brian Chandler, Pretori Law, Julie Matt Cressa, and Mark Edward, Hertzbach & Company. Like to introduce our guests today. They include Crystal Eisenhower, CEO of Aperiomix, Paul Batista, CEO and founder of Brothers Paving and Concrete, Joe Basile, managing partner of Spectrum Careers, and Joe DePalma, co-founder and partner of Punch Digital Strategies. I'd like to introduce our first guest, Crystal Eisenhower, CEO of Aperiomix. Crystal, what is Aperiomix? What are you guys doing?
Aperiomix is changing everything about how infections are being identified. We can identify all known infections. That's every bacteria, every virus, every parasite, every fungus in one test.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get involved with, how'd you get a job at this company?
I co-founded the company with three co-founders that are mm-hmm. professors at George Washington University.
And where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from West Texas.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm an only child.
You're an only child. Uh-huh. Brian?
Yeah.
What do you have here?
Crystal, you displayed an early interest in science, correct?
Yes.
In your youth. You want to tell us a little bit about that and where did you, how did you first develop that and how did it manifest itself?
So I really developed my interest in biology and healthcare when spending a lot of time with my grandmother growing up. She was always very ill, and the traditional healthcare system that she was in didn't have the answers to be able to figure out what was wrong with her and why she was in so much pain. And so I watched her go through that, and when they couldn't help her, they eventually told her and my whole family that there was nothing wrong with her.
How did that make you feel?
I felt very confused because I knew that there was something wrong with my grandmother. I could see that she was in pain, and they just didn't have the right tools to be able to figure it out.
You think that had any effect on your career?
Absolutely.
Like what?
That was what drove me to college to, you know, become pre-med, to go to grad school and become a research scientist.
Mm-hmm. Brian, what other questions you got?
Well, Crystal, did you do your own research when your grandmother was ill? Were you looking at it? Looking at, hey, I wonder if the doctors are correct about this or they're wrong about that?
Well, I was very young, so not specifically, but just watching how she interacted with the healthcare team. As I got older, she wanted me to take her to the doctor, and so I just spent a lot of time observing what was going on between her and her healthcare team.
Now, did you read a lot about science as a child?
I did, yes.
And what was your favorite book? What was your favorite book when you were a kid?
My favorite book was the set of encyclopedias.
And you sat down and read them through?
I did. My mom would find me sometimes sitting in my closet reading an encyclopedia.
In the closet.
And tell us a little bit about mom and dad. What was going on with mom and dad?
So it was mainly just my mom and I. She married and divorced a couple of times as I grew up.
What do you mean she married and divorced a couple of times?
She...
How young were you when mom got divorced the first time?
So the first time I was a year and a half.
How about the second time?
3.
And how about the third time?
5.
So through the course of your young childhood, mom got divorced a couple of times. How do you think that affected you?
I think it really pushed me to be independent.
Mm-hmm. What'd you learn from those experiences? Anything to do about building a business? About people, drive, what was that?
It really taught me that it didn't matter what other people thought. I didn't need validation from other people. I needed to chart my own path and make my own way in the world.
What's that have to do with this business?
We are changing everything about the medical system, and that's not an easy thing to do. So we are oftentimes completely upending conventional wisdom, regulatory rules. And
so just like what was going on with your grandmother, where nobody had the answer and you knew there was one, and just like the fact that mom got divorced a couple of times, there was a lot of confusion and stuff. You're trying to figure stuff out. That's really what's led you into doing what you're doing nowadays, isn't it?
Yes.
Mark?
Hi, Crystal. When you were between 8 and 14, what were you spending your time on outside school?
Mostly band.
Band? What
yes.
were you doing in the band?
I was being the stereotypical band geek.
What does that mean?
I was not the popular girl in school. I was very interested in music and ended up becoming the drum major for the last 2 years of high school.
So bands have lots of people.
Yes.
And you were leading them?
Yes, I was.
And you enjoyed the leading of them?
I did. I think I was fairly good at it.
Was that typical of the drum major to lead all the other kids?
Yes, in the band that we were in, we had two drum majors that were chosen for each year.
Uh-huh. Why?
To have a peer that inspired the rest of the students.
So you were inspiring. You were organizing all the other kids. Mark, what was your next question there?
So when you weren't in band, you spent time with Pancho. Who was Pancho?
Pancho? Pancho was my best friend growing up. He was a miniature Welsh pony, and we went on great adventures together.
So he was a horse, and you spent a lot of alone time with him.
Yes.
So part of the time you were in this huge band and leading it, and the rest of the time you were with your horse alone. Why did you do those things?
Yeah, and how does that describe who you are nowadays?
I think it really speaks to my independence and mm-hmm. being able to chart my own path and go in my own direction and not needing other people around me to validate what I'm doing.
And on the other hand, you know how to lead the team as you were with the drum major.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Julie, what are you thinking there? Come up with that microphone.
To identify all known infections is a tall order. So how do you maintain a learn-it-all beginner mindset so that you can continuously look for new and innovative solutions in your field?
So one of the things we do is we're basically opening up Pandora's box. We are able to see things that no one else in the world can see and no one else in the world has been able to see. And in order to do that, you really have to have an open mind. You have to be open to the possibilities that maybe we don't know everything. Maybe what we thought we knew, we don't.
So on one hand, you're comfortable cutting out your own turf and you don't need external validation. On the other hand, you know how to keep listening and keep questioning all the time, don't you?
Yes.
It's like the drum major who was involved with the group and leading the group, as well as, you know, riding your horse as a kid.
Yes.
What do you like about your gig? What do you like about what you do for a living?
I love the fact that I can use my skill set to pull together a team that can change people's lives. And we do this every day.
Is your grandmom still around?
Unfortunately, no. She passed away some time ago.
How do you think she'd feel if she knew what you were doing nowadays?
She would be so proud of me.
Why?
Because it was really, she encouraged me very much to go into medicine. And she would be so proud to see that not only am I doing something in healthcare, but I'm doing something that helps people like her.
Do you think she would realize the effect she had on you?
I think she would.
Mm-hmm. How about mom?
My mom is very proud of me. Mm-hmm. She's very honored that I talk about my grandmother and how she inspired me to do what I do.
What was your mom's role regarding, Brian asked you a question about your favorite book, and earlier you were talking about you didn't have one set of encyclopedias, you had two. What was your mother's role with those encyclopedias?
One of them was a Christmas gift from her. For me.
For Christmas,
yes.
As opposed to getting a toy, you got encyclopedias.
Yes, I did.
How'd you feel about that?
I was excited.
You were excited about getting encyclopedias for Christmas. How old were you?
I think I was 12.
And you were 12 years old,
yes.
Huh? Uh-huh. And so what else, what other effect did your mom have on your life?
My mom is a very strong woman. She and my grandmother both were. And she was always there pushing me to do more, to, you know, maintain my grades, to excel at anything I decided to do.
Uh-huh. Do you intend to retire?
No.
Boy, that's a pretty quick answer. I mean, the American dream is, you know, you make a lot of money and you go watch TV, or, you know, you go to Florida or something at the age of 62. That's not what you want to do?
No, I believe I was put on this earth to do what I do.
What do you mean?
I was put on this earth to change it and to have a lasting impact on it through the team that I've put together and through the work that we're doing.
And you got that inspiration from mom giving you the encyclopedias and from your grandmother being... How young were you when your grandmother was not feeling well?
From birth. She was sick my entire life.
Uh-huh. So this grandmother having this health care issue really gave you the interest in solving the problem. And that ability you have to pull together a team as a drum major really is allowing you to pull together the business, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the best part of your day? What do you enjoy the most?
What I enjoy the most is when one of our patients calls or emails us and tells us that we have saved their life, or that we have...
I thought you were going to tell me about making a lot of money.
No.
No? Isn't that why you started the business?
No, that's not.
Why'd you start the business?
To change the world.
What's the website address of this organization?
Aperiomics.com.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that out for everybody?
Aperiomics.com.
Let me have that one more time. Take it slow.
Aperiomics.com.
We've been speaking with Crystal Eisenhower, CEO of Aperiomics, here on Executive Leaders Radio with my co-hosts, Brian Chandler, Pretoria Law, Julie Matt, Cressa, and Mark Edward Hertzback and Company. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders, executiveleadersradio.com. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. I think we did a good job. And your name and organization is?
My name is Jennifer Rose. I'm with the Central Fairfax Chamber of Commerce.
What's your role there?
I do everything. Technically, I'm the executive director, but I run the whole shop by myself.
So tell me a little bit about the kind of diversity of duties you have on a daily basis.
Well, I start by checking the voicemail, answering phone calls, emails, membership inquiries, planning education opportunities, answering questions from entrepreneurs about where they can get information on financing their business. When I walk into the office, I never know what to expect.
How many folks are in the office?
One.
All right, so you are the person in the office. You are the individual staffing the Central Fairfax Chamber of Commerce. Let me ask you a question. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Roanoke, Virginia.
And tell me, how young were you when you were involved with doing everything?
From birth.
Tell us a little bit about that. What are you talking about?
I've always been very strong-willed and independent, both of my parents, mm-hmm. working class.
How'd that show up 8 to 14 years old?
Oh, started early in Girl Scouts and 4-H. And
give us an example.
I was one of the first members of our little junior scout troop that put together a little clown group. We put makeup on and we go to the Ronald McDonald House and entertain the families.
And what
there.
Was your role in that group?
I wanted to do it, so we did it.
So you're the one who comes up with ideas and pulls people around it. Isn't that something along the lines of what you're doing at the Central Fairfax Chamber of Commerce, coming up with ideas and pulling people around the ideas?
Yes, absolutely. I come up with the ideas and I make the connections with other people to make things happen, to provide value and benefit to our members.
Uh-huh. What's the website address of the Central Fairfax Chamber of Commerce?
CFCC.org.
Let me have that one more time.
CFCC.org.
And your name again is?
Jennifer Rose.
And your title?
Executive Director
of the Central Fairfax Chamber of Commerce.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive five patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show Invent Help client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose Invent Help to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are Invent Help.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Paul Batista, who's CEO and founder of an organization known as Brothers Paving and Concrete. Paul, what is Brothers Paving and Concrete? What are you guys doing?
We're the premier asphalt and concrete site contractor in the D.C. metro area.
And how large or how small is the team?
We've got 140 employees and just a little over $30 million in top-line revenue.
Wow, this is a nice-sized business. And where are you from originally?
Originally from Buffalo, New York. My father relocated to Northern Virginia. He was in the Marines.
Why'd you guys relocate?
Quantico, Virginia.
Why?
Home is where the Marines send you, I guess.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Older brother and younger sister.
And what was going on with your older brother?
Special needs. He.
What do you mean?
Handicapped, so, you know, he grew up in an environment where he had to have special schooling, and they had something here in Northern Virginia that...
How do you think your brother, your older brother with special needs affected you? What'd that do to you?
Well, I think I have a better, clearer understanding that, you know, some people's challenges are born with. They don't choose them, you know? Don't be too judgmental or too hard on people.
Okay, so you grew up with a brother with special needs. The other kids tease him and stuff like that?
Yeah, he had a lot of that going on.
How'd that make you feel?
You know, you can be pretty insecure at times. You know, you go out as a family, you're just not sure how the general public's going to react.
How's that having an effect on your building this business?
I think I approach it more on a personal level.
What do you mean?
You know, it's relationships, and I want to get to know people, and I don't really harp on what their weaknesses are. You try to grow their strengths, I think.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that your brother, because he had some issues, if you would go out in public, sometimes there might be some ridicule or some teasing, and that did what to you? It helped you become sensitive to people and not being judgmental?
Yeah, it did. He was born with it. He didn't choose it.
But I thought business was all about judgment.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about choices, you know.
So you're looking at people for their strengths. You're trying to figure out who people are and where they fit onto the team for their strengths.
Right.
You're not looking to put people down.
No, build them up, coach them up.
Because that's what happened to you as a kid with your brother. If anything, that's what you don't want to have happen, isn't it?
Right.
You want to use people for their strengths. You want to figure out what people's real strengths are. Mark?
Paul, what was your relationship with your mother?
You know, my mother was pretty successful. She's very involved with activity. She's a Marine Corps Wife of the Year. One year she pretty much toured military bases.
Your mother was Marine Corps Wife of the Year?
Yeah.
How old were you when that happened?
Oh, I think it was in like 11th grade, 12th grade.
You've got a lot of respect for your mom, don't you?
I do.
How's that affected your business career, the fact that your mother was Marine Corps Wife of the Year?
Well, you know, I learned that, you know, anything's possible. And she was one that always gave back continually to different organizations. She was a stay-home mom.
So you don't discriminate against women. You see people for who they are. You see them for their contribution.
Yeah, and actually, most of the people in my office are women.
Wow. Mark, what's your next question there?
So what did you take from your relationship with your mother in terms of your own ambitions and...
Anything's possible. You know, if you can dream it, if you can see it, you can do it.
So give me an early example.
I wanted to be a rock star. And, you know, through high school, I was in a rock band. And we did dances at our high school. And I was up on stage. And I was in a band for about 5 or 6 years after college. And, you know, I wanted to grow a business. And I saw a paving company and with a, you know, 5 or 6 trucks, and I said one day I'd love to own that, and now I own 60 trucks.
Brian?
Yeah, Paul, your father was a career Marine, and so obviously he rose up in the ranks in an institution like the Marines, but you took a route of being sort of an entrepreneur. So how did you develop those skills early on to sort of put you on that career path?
So he while he was working in the Marine Corps, he was would do small jobs on the side in the construction business, and I realized that was, you know, an opportunity to go out and build a business, you know, with that skill set. And
what kind of business did you start?
I was building custom homes when I first graduated.
No. When you were a kid, how young were you when you started making money?
I had a paper out and worked at McDonald's, and, you know, I paper out from 4th grade till 12th grade, and McDonald's from as soon as you could work until you graduated.
What was the 30 family thing you talked about earlier?
So, you know, on the paper route, I realized the real money's in tips. And
yeah.
So I would make sure I got to know all the families and stop by, and on a regular basis, you know, I'd have sodas, snacks, whatever, and, you know.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you're a kid. You're 11, 12 years old. You're delivering newspapers, and you got to know the 30 families, and you would stop by, and you would develop a friendship with them, so you would get bigger tips and... Do you still know who those people are? Do you remember who they are?
Yeah, I'm in touch with a lot of them. And
so this was genuine.
Life.
This wasn't something where you were trying to kiss up to people in order to get money. This is really who you are. In fact, here it is, 30 or 40 years later, and you're still in touch with some of these people?
Yeah, really good people.
From your original neighborhood?
Yeah.
What do you mean, really good people?
You know, they're just genuine people with good hearts and, you know, love and respect other people.
Love and respect other people. Wow, it's interesting the dimensions you look at. Julie, what are you thinking?
It sounds like you've done a lot to really put yourself out there and believe in yourself, and that's led to a lot of your success. What are you doing now that's different to keep moving and putting yourself out there?
You know, striving to just continually, you know, do better. One of our mantras at work is, you know, earn a decent profit decently. So, you know, integrity is a big part of what we're doing. I think education is important. I was accepted into a executive ed program at Harvard, which is...
How old were you when you applied for that program?
It was only a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 3-year program. I did my first session. You're on campus for a month, three different times.
Wait a minute. You decided to go back to college. Now you're running a business with 150, 160 people. And you decided to go back to college, but you already proved yourself.
Yeah, but you know what? There's always room for growth and improvement, and I have a great executive team right now that affords me the ability to be away for a month.
Well, why don't you go to Florida or something to go fishing? Why are you going to college to have to go study and take tests and stuff like that?
Yeah, I know. I'm crazy. I love it.
What do you love about it?
I'm around some of the sharpest CEOs on the planet, guys running businesses from $20 million to $2 billion. One guy had 20,000 employees, and then you have some of the sharpest instructors on the planet. You know, you're learning how to, one, properly build your business so you can properly scale it and hopefully sell it someday.
So you're telling me that you really enjoy the challenge of business.
Love it.
Do you see yourself retiring someday?
No.
Well, why not? I thought that was the American dream, to go make a lot of money and then, you know, go off the grid.
Yeah, quality of life isn't just about money. It's about having purpose and building something and being part of a team. You know.
Wait, give me that again. Quality of life, give me that again. What's that list look like?
I think quality of life involves, you know, a few things, and one of them is having purpose. And I really love what I do. I love the people I work with. And, you know, I look out the windows here, and most of these buildings that I'm looking at, I've done paving and concrete work at. And there's a lot of satisfaction.
Huh. There's a lot of satisfaction in that, in working with the team. And what was some of the other stuff that turns you on? Purpose. What's the website address of this organization, of this company?
Brotherspaving.com.
Let me have that one more time.
Brotherspaving.com.
We've been speaking with Paul Batista, CEO and founder of Brothers Paving and Concrete, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. Oh, man, we made it.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call
Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Joe Basile, who's the managing partner of Spectrum Careers. Joe, what is Spectrum Careers? What are you guys doing?
We're a staffing firm that specializes in finance, accounting, IT, and admin.
Uh-huh. How large or how small is the firm?
30 employees, 150 consultants out in the field.
And 30 employees, 150 consultants in the field. How old is the business?
21 years.
At 21 years old. And you co-founded, how young were you when you co-founded this business?
I was 23.
23. All right. Tell us about 8 to 14 years old. What kind of sports were you playing?
Soccer and basketball.
Soccer and basketball. And what was your role on the basketball team?
Point guard.
Point guard. What was the personality trait of that you brought to being the point guard on your basketball team when you were a kid?
Point guard has the ball in their hand. They're responsible for distributing to your other teammates. So, leadership, I would say.
Does that have anything to do with the role you play on the team nowadays?
A lot of similarities.
Like, tell us what you mean.
To an extent, you have to keep everyone happy. You dictate the pace of the game, fast, slow.
Mm-hmm. So you really see a similarity between your personality trait then playing basketball as a point guard and what you're doing now on the team.
Many similarities in managing a business, certainly.
Uh-huh. Okay. Brian?
Yeah. When did you first start making money?
Early age. 10, 11.
Some type of business that you started?
It was a lawn business.
Okay. And what can you explain sort of how this lawn business began?
It was really out of a want of a BMX bike.
Mm-hmm. And?
And my father said, well, you don't have money to pay for that. I said, well, how do I do that? So he pushed me in a lot of things. So he went out, bought a lawnmower, separate lawnmower, not ours, my own. Said, you owe me $200. There's a lot of lawns in the neighborhood. Go out, knock on doors, have them pay you, cut their lawn. Pay me back.
And were you able to develop a customer base?
I was.
And how substantial of a base?
It grew over the years. I ended up having the business for 5 or 6 years and got up to about 20 lawns and supplemented income, but most importantly, I got
the
bike.
Wait. How many years did you have that lawn mowing business?
6.
From what age to what age?
11 to 17.
That's weird for an 11 or 12-year-old to stick with something for 5, 6, 7 years and build a business. And
it was more effective than working hourly. You can make your own hours.
Oh, my gosh.
You cut the lawns at 6 a.m. You can cut them at 7 o'clock at night.
So you were looking at business strategies when you were 11 years old. The fact that, you know, you
had to organize it around sports.
You had to organize it around sports. But your nature's wait a minute. How'd you go about getting these customers?
Knocked on doors. Some were neighbors. Some we didn't know.
Wait a minute. Your dad helped you get these customers?
No. I had to do that on my own. That wasn't part of the plan.
Wasn't that frightening?
No, I was always somewhat outgoing. I was always encouraged to look people in the eye, introduce myself, and be yourself.
What's that have to do with what you're doing nowadays?
Exactly the same thing.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're trying to develop clients, and I always tell our people this, don't be someone who you're not. If you are who you are and you stand for what you stand for, they're either going to like you or they're not. And if you can deliver and do a good job, you're probably going to be pretty effective.
Uh-huh. There's a young lady sitting next to you. I believe that's Chelsea Rutherford, who's the managing partner of an organization called Capital Careers. Chelsea, what's your relationship with Joe Basile?
Joe is on my board of directors. She's at my sister company. I've known him for about 1 year.
So Joe is on your board, and you're in a similar kind of business, huh?
Correct.
Uh-huh. And why did you ask him to be on your board? And tell us more about your relationship, and why do you bother with him?
I see a lot of myself in Joe.
What do you mean you see a lot of yourself in Joe?
From the way that I think we were raised, our family, our personalities, and frankly, he was able to be successful doing what I love at a much younger age. So I'm kind of modeling my career after his. I'm thankful to have such a mentor.
Wait a minute. You're running a completely separate business, right?
Correct.
So Joe, you got involved with helping another entrepreneur get up and running and started, and you're acting as a mentor for this other entrepreneur for Chelsea?
I am. Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like a dad or an older brother, or what's the relationship here? What's going on?
Well, we saw a lot of opportunity with Chelsea and a lot of what we were able to accomplish, and we want to support the industry, and we want those types of individuals.
What kind of individuals? What do you mean?
Driven, energetic, positive, honest.
Wait a minute. I thought the idea of building a business is you wanted control. That doesn't sound to me like who you are, though. It sounds to me like, where am I mistaken? What's the truth here?
Well, I think as you're trying to develop your organization, you have to let a majority of that control go as you grow. And Chelsea's a natural extension of that. And we just had a lot of confidence in her.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what are you thinking?
So when you were a teenager, where were you in the pecking order with your friends?
I would say I was one of the leaders, but I tended to spend my time with a lot of people in sports that were just as competitive as I was. So
outside sports, you said you were a leader. Give us some examples.
Well, my parents taught me, again, treat people the way you want to be treated. Simple golden rule. So you try and lead by example. And their mantra, which we kind of carry into business today, is leave others better than you found them. And that's what we try and do at Spectrum, and that's what we try and do at...
Wait. Leave other... Give me that again.
Leave others better than you found them.
Wait, what are you talking about? I read the newspapers. Business is about suing people and crippling people and tossing people aside. What are you talking about?
Well, my thought was always, if you can leave an employee better, a client better, a candidate better, if you can improve them, that's going to come back to you in spades. And that's what we try and do with our clients and everyone else we become involved with.
Where'd that come from in your childhood?
My parents.
What are you talking about?
They drove it home. If you were mean to someone, I'll never forget, it was actually basketball practice. I was probably 9 years old. My dad was coaching the team. And I thought I was this great player. I kind of made fun of another kid. My dad picked me up by my collar, took me outside, essentially said, walk home. You can't treat people that way. If you're going to treat people that way, you're not going to play on my team.
You still remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What's that have to do with building a business?
Well, I think it comes down to how you treat people. Whether you think you're better or you're worse, that has nothing to do with anything. It's how you treat people.
Did you know this about him when you started doing business with him?
It's one of the reasons that attracted me to the partnership. My kind of goal was to always be a value add with whatever conversation that I'm having with a candidate, a client, just out in the market. I like to leave them better than I found them as well.
So you're telling me that you and Joe share similar values?
Correct.
Uh-huh. How long have your parents been married?
35 years.
Joe, how long have your parents been married?
50.
So well, you
50
got,
in August.
We were talking earlier about all the similarities you guys see in each other, and it sounds like you really enjoy working with each other.
We do.
Absolutely.
And honestly, that was one of the first things we talked about, that whole statement, leave people better than when you found them. We kind of connected on that right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Julie, what are you thinking?
As a sports guy, you probably appreciate an article that I recently read that had a quote from Roger Staubach, who led the Cowboys.
Big real estate guy.
And a big football player. And one of the things he says about winning is that it's not about beating other people, but it's about getting ahead of yourself. So how do you get ahead of yourself?
Roger Staubach is one of the greatest of all time. It's an interesting statement. I think in terms of getting ahead of yourself, always striving to be better is the best way to put it. You're never going to actually be the best because it's probably unattainable, but you can always strive to do better and be better.
Huh. How about that? Let me ask you a question. Chelsea, if we were doing a good interview on Joe, what would I be asking him right now? What else should the audience know about Joe Basile?
I think the audience should know that he goes above and beyond with his relationships, if that's not already apparent from the conversation. He does a lot in the community. He, you know, not only from his internal staff, but he takes a chance to develop others in a very hands-on manner that it goes just above and beyond what would be asked of him.
When you say he helps develop relationships, what are you talking about there? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean my personally, because it still is, it's a bit of a risk. He has a good gut feeling. He's been doing this for a long time, but it's still a risk. And so, you know, going above and beyond as opposed to just a partner in funding, it's how can I help you? How can I grow you? What do you need from me?
Wait a minute. So Joe provided funding for your business, but it's not just the money that Joe's bringing to the party. It's what else?
It's day-to-day coaching. It's mentorship. There are highs and lows that come with any business, but I think especially in staffing, you feel some of that. So just the ability to sometimes have someone to remind you to be persistent. It's a long game.
Joe, what have you learned from Chelsea?
She's been energizing. It's great to have kind of youth around and someone as young as she is being entrepreneurial and trying to get things off the ground. But you learn things from everybody, and Chelsea has a great demeanor. She has a different way with clients from time to time and has kind of an attitude that's been great for our organization, just as an example.
So you guys really enjoy the relationship you have
we
with
do.
Each other.
We do. It's great having her.
So it's not just the money, it's the relationship you guys really enjoy.
Correct.
It makes it fun.
It's better than the alternative.
Uh-huh. So you're telling me there could be fun in business, so you can make money and have fun and really enjoy the game together.
I think
that's
so.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Huh, how interesting. What's the website address of this organization called Spectrum Careers?
SpectrumCareers.com.
And how do you spell that? Let me have that spelling.
SpectrumCareers. .com.
We've been speaking with Joe Basile, Managing Partner of Spectrum Careers. And Chelsea, what's the website address of your organization?
CapitalCareers.com.
CapitalCareers.com. And this is Herb Cohen with Executive Leaders Radio. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. Oh, my God. And your name and organization is?
Chelsea Rutherford, Capital Careers.
And what do you guys do for a living?
We are a staffing firm that specializes in the placement of HR and recruiting professionals in the D.C. Metro.
Uh-huh. And what do you find meaningful about your job?
I love that I have the ability to help people make one of the most important decisions in their life, their career.
Uh-huh. How young were you when you started making money?
Probably 5.
Doing what?
So I had a lemonade stand, but my take on it was I delivered door-to-door instead of making them come to me.
So no matter what you did, it was you always put a little twist to it. What was your second business?
My second business, it was called This, That, and More. I would effectively go through my grandmother's basement and help her organize by taking away items and then would resell them to people I thought would like them.
So you're the kind of lady that comes up with ideas and likes getting stuff done, huh?
I do.
Whose idea was this business? Was this your idea or somebody else's idea?
This was mine.
Uh-huh. And did you bring anybody else in to give you a hand with it?
I did.
Why would you bring somebody else in to give you a hand with it? Why not just keep all the money yourself?
I think I still have a lot to learn, so I always value kind of surrounding myself with others that have been more successful in the seat. It's been a great
really?
Partnership.
So you're telling me that you don't think you're the smartest person around, that you like learning from other people. And what do you enjoy about your job? Let me have that again.
I find it very fulfilling to get to impact others' life in such a great manner.
Like who? Like who are you talking about?
I mean, it can be from an entry-level recent grad that's kind of looking for their role in life to an executive that's, you know, making a huge impact in an organization with tons of people.
Mm-hmm. What's the website address of your company?
CapitalCareers.com, and that's CapitalCareers.com.
Let me have that one more time. It's CapitalCareers.com?
Yes.
And your name again is?
Chelsea Rutherford.
And you're the managing partner of Capital Careers here on Executive Leaders Radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271.
Call now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back, and you're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, John Schuhart from Graybeard Coaching, with my co-host from Cressa, William Tidwell and Justin Lang. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Mark Cabry of Technica Corp. What is Technica Corp?
Technica Corp is a federal IT service provider focusing on higher-end technical capabilities.
How large or small is Technica Corp?
Technica is a little over $100 million firm, been in business about 30 years and close to 300 employees.
And how long have you been with Technica?
For a fairly short period, about 5 months.
How did you come to Technica Corp?
I left my old firm late in 17 after kind of transitioning the founders out of that company. I was the COO of Facile, and at the time we turned the company into an ESOP, and it was time to kind of transition out. And knew Technica from my prior life as a subcontractor, and they're a very trusted provider of the federal government, and met the founders, and we made it work.
Cool. Where'd you grow up?
Grew up outside of Philadelphia in a town called King of Prussia, in that area for 40 years.
Any siblings?
Three older siblings, two brothers and a sister.
Wow, so you were the youngest of the bunch.
Yeah.
Well, what did that do?
Kind of made you a little fighter, gritty, you know, kind of fight for what you get.
And how did you learn from your siblings?
Kind of just watching. I kind of, you know, as the youngest of four, you kind of don't get a lot to say, but you kind of just watch and learn, and you can learn a lot from watching people make mistakes.
Okay. How about your mom? What'd she do?
My mom was a housewife, you know, focused on raising four kids 10 or 11 years apart.
And what kind of attributes or traits did you get from your mom?
It was just really all about family. Again, she was a super, super cook, but she really focused on, you know, raising her kids as my dad built his career.
Mm-hmm. And what did your dad do?
My dad ran a family-owned business for many, many years. It was kind of the very first steel drum plant ever created in the country. But it basically serviced oil refineries in the Philadelphia area in a replenishment kind of capability.
So this was real hands-on industrial kind of work?
Very, very blue-collar, very union-based plant manufacturing kind of stuff.
And what values did you get from your father?
basically the, you know, the commitment to his trade, the commitment to his family. I recall a letter he wrote me, and he didn't write many, about once, I think maybe I was off track on something, can't recall, but it was basically nothing really matters except your family kind of message, that don't ever forget that, and I kind of never did.
Okay. How in the world did you get in finance and running a big company?
I spent 20 years with Unisys, moved here with them into the Northern Virginia area, and kind of then went to the mid-tier size firm and kind of moved more into the operator side than, you know, kind of the traditional bean counting. But I never was the traditional MBA, CPA kind of finance guy. I was more operational-based kind of leader and just kind of made that career switch the last couple of years into CFO, COO leadership.
And where did that really come from? Were there sports or anything that were influential when you were coming up?
Yeah, I do believe ingrained in how I was raised and how I played sports and played basketball and was kind of always the captain or the point guard of a team and kind of built teams and built trust and built leadership amongst the guys. And you kind of get acclimated to making decisions, making them readily, and not being afraid to take that last shot and miss it kind of thing and move on.
Yeah, how many decisions does a point guard make during a basketball game?
Hundreds.
And how many decisions does a CFO make during the typical day at Technica Corp?
Close to that.
Close to that. Okay. So and even though you really learn from watching, now you're really involved in doing. What do you think, Justin?
Mark, you mentioned being a pretty fanatical Villanova and Philadelphia Eagles fan. Technica also on the cutting edge of the engineering industry. Are there any current patents pending for lampposts that can't be climbed in the event the Eagles or Wildcats win another Super Bowl or national championship?
I'll have to take that up with our innovation team at Technica.
Tell us about the job you had at 16 through college.
Family-owned business, beer distributor in the Philly area, Kunda Beverage, and knew the owners, knew the family. It was basically just an open invitation. My brother worked there. Come when you want, work when you want. It was a union shop, but worked through college. Not easy, you know,
so
lugging kegs around in basements of cellars. It was fun.
At 16 years old, you were distributing beer, lugging kegs around through the bars of Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
So what did that – how does delivering beer train one to be the CFO of a tech company?
One thing you got to watch is your language, because working in a warehouse for 6 years, you can really get some language that you need to filter. But, no, it was hard work. I'm not kidding you. It was, you know, laborious, hard work, hot summer days, drugging.
Justin.
Mark, growing up in the Irish Catholic family, you mentioned before a sense of community. How has that been important to you to pass on to your children and also those that work for you at Technica?
Yeah, it's, you know, kind of keep your friends close and your enemies further away and that kind of thing. And I think my kids see that in me. We did move from the Philly area, big decision, relocating a family with two young kids. But we've always made it a case to keep close to the family and the friends back in the Philly suburb area.
So what would your kids are college age or even older, what would they say was the hallmark of growing up in the Cabri or Cabri household?
Sports.
Sports.
Villanova. I used to take, you know, as my dad took me to the Palestra when I was probably 3 or 4, which is the cathedral of college basketball in Philly. I took my girls to the Villanova Pavilion when they would literally fall asleep at the game. So it's just in your blood.
I believe you mentioned before when you moved from King of Prussia down to Washington, D.C. area, your kids were roughly 6 and 9. Million-dollar question, Eagles or Redskins fans?
Oh. It's all Philly. I can't. You know, 40 years there, we'll never get that out of your blood.
So, Mark, what's your company's website?
It's technicacorp.com.
technicacorp.com. We've been speaking with Mark Cabri. Our guests today have been Greg Gentile, president of Govolution, Sean Wayne, principal and director of design, interior design for Hickok Cole, Matt Ramsey, President and CEO of Exivity, and our last guest was Mark Cabri, Chief Financial Officer of Technica Corporation. I would like to thank my co-hosts from Cressa, William Tidwell, and Justin Lang for helping develop our storyline and hopefully delivering to our listening audience an entertaining and educational show. Also, I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we would not have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.